Track 4, Galtina. Galtina is back again this month with stories about her friend, old Billy.
Hello together, I'm back again. This time I'm going to talk about old Billy, because I spoke about him before. You know, we had a dear old friend called Billy, didn't you? And he had a farm, but he also was a milkman. Now, when he first started the job as a milkman, he got a job close to home. So the old milkman taught him the round. And he come home and he say to his wife, "Do you know what?" he said, "That bloke who's teaching me this milk round, he reckon he slept with every woman in this street bar one." His wife say, "Yes, and I reckon that's that snooty old woman at number 10. Anyway, you know, years ago when we used to have the milkman, didn't we? Used to leave a note out. Well, I got some milkman notes, what hell Billy give me to read to you. "Dear milkman, I just had a baby. Please leave another one. Milkman, please close the gate behind you because the buds keep a pecking the tops off the milk. Please send me a form for cheaper milk, for I have a baby 2 months old and I didn't know about it until a neighbour told me." That's a woman. "Sorry not to have paid your bill before, but my wife had a baby and I've been carrying it around in my pocket for weeks." Do you know, he's a rum old boy. Do you know, when he left, you know, when he left and he retired, you know what boys are like. They put him up in a hotel for a night because he'd never been in a hotel before. And so what they done, you know what boys are like. They got a lady of the night to knock on his hotel door about 10 o'clock. So the old door went. He opened the door and there was this hair Martha stood there with this long fur coat. She looked at him out the side of her eye and she said, "Super sex, super sex, super sex." And old Billy, he looked her up and down and he say, "I think I'll have the soup." He's a rum un, ain't he? My father knew him, you know, when they were, when he was a courtin'. And he met this here, as my father said, a lovely bit of stuff one day. And he sort of was got to go home with her, the last my father knew. So when he next saw old Billy, he say, "How'd you get on with that there gal?" Billy said, "I got rid of her, boy. Quite sharp." His father say, "What for?" He say, "Well, she took me into her house and took me in the bedroom, told me to sit on the bed." "Oh," my father said. He said, "And then she said, I'm going to powder my nose, but she opened her wardrobe door right wide. She wanted me to look in it." "Oh," my father say. He say, "And when I did," he say, "in there she had a nurse's uniform, a policewoman's uniform, and a French maid's outfit." He said, "Cut," he said, "I quickly got out of there." My father say, "Whatever for?" He say, "What?" he said, "If it's a woman who can't hold down a full-time job, she ain't no good to me." And off he went. See you all later. Cheerio.
Gal, your stories are amazing. Super sex. Honestly.